And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the historic Highland neighborhood will throw open its garden gates to the public for the second Highland Blooms Garden Tour. And joining me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studios is Sarah Scott, co-chair of this year's Highland Blooms Garden Tour, to tell us all about this celebration. Sarah, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Bill.
So there's a lot of homes on this tour. Can you go through and kind of give us an opportunity, an idea of who folks will be able to visit?
Sure. We have 7 actual gardens that will be on our tour, and then 1 art market. Ben Humphrey at 948 Boulevard has a beautiful hidden oasis in the Fairfield Historic District. And he has an incredible Mediterranean-type fireplace, and he's kind of built his garden around that. What makes his garden unique is his garden was essentially dead 2 years ago. So what he's been able to do in 2 years since purchasing the home is remarkable.
So he's come in and restored the home and then restored the gardens and kind of made, part of the Highland Restoration Project. So he's definitely a part of that.
Definitely. He has been a very good Highlander is what we always like
All
to
right.
say. We also have our artist market at Liz Swain's home at 2102 Southern Avenue. Liz has an old converted grocery store that's really unique. And they recently built a beautiful studio to the side of their home. And she is allowing our artists to set up their artwork and products and wares in that area. So not only will our tour patrons be able to see the gardens, they'll be able to shop local artists as well.
Okay, and who might some of the artists that they could, see whose work will be on sale?
Well, Steve Culp is a local metal sculptor, and he's got some great work that he's going to show. Karen Drott McCain does really beautiful Louisiana-inspired acrylic painting. Mm-hmm. She's also taken the time to do some of our flag irises. Oh. So I understand she's got some really unique paintings for the flag irises. Ronnie Lawson will be bringing his handmade furniture that he makes with exotic woods. And Wendy Tisdale, she displays some incredible chairs, fiber and yarn art, which she wraps around furniture.
Oh,
very unique.
Fascinating.
We have Nancy Ferrari, who does beautiful pottery. And then we also have Mary Jo Brown, who does repurposed and recycled yard art. We also have metal clay jewelry by Tracy McCormick and some whimsical prints and cards by Marcy Gatlin Hicks. Finally, Karen LeBeau is a local Highland artist who also does Louisiana-themed iconic state vistas and items. Her artwork is always inspiring to me.
All right. Now, how about some of the other homes that we're going to be able to see?
We will also stop on the tour at the Center for Families at 864 Olive Street.
Yeah.
And they are celebrating their 150th year anniversary there.
Oh, wow.
They have a really beautiful area behind their office, a gorgeous koi pond. It's like stepping into the country, but you're in the city. So because of the expanse of the lawn area there, we will also have food trucks there where you can purchase lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have tables and chairs so that you can sit by that beautiful stream and enjoy your meal. Also, we're raffling off a great water feature. We did this on our last tour, and it was an incredible success. So at that location, at 864 Olive, you'll be able to actually see the fountain you can win.
Oh, okay. So at the Serenity Gardens?
At the Serenity Gardens, that's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Lisa and Matthew Lynn are opening their garden, and luckily, the snapdragons that they planted around their wire labyrinth for their wedding last year, quite a few of them have reseeded, and they're going to be blooming.
Oh, wow. That's
so cool. Their garden is unique. They named this triangular piece of property they own Farrell Point. And you'll be able to traverse the labyrinth, and in the center, they're going to serve snow cones.
Okay.
But you also can traverse a little orchard and around over to another, cross the little pier bayou there, another piece of property they own. So
okay.
That's a unique place. Kathy McDonald at 518 Columbia, she has a fairy garden in a corner of her back garden.
Mm-hmm.
And she also uncovered unique old cobbled pathways underneath 2 feet of soil leaves.
Okay.
And she's also been able to do an awful lot in 2 years. She loves container gardening, and her front yard has a lot of containers, but she also has a lot in her front yard from in beds or in the ground, and she's great. Catherine Brandel at 323 Washington. The thing that makes Catherine's garden so wonderful is she kind of lets a laissez-faire type of, she loves Savannah creeper. Mm-hmm. She also has a water feature, but she grows her own hops.
Oh,
and from those hops, she brews her own beer.
Oh, wow. So she's got her own little microbrewery.
She is exceptional at it. And I love this because it's a true story. I took a photo of one of her glasses of ale beside the hops, and we posted it on our Facebook page. We had over 900 hits on
that. Wow, okay.
Must be an awful lot of home brewers in the area.
A few people who like the flavor of barley and hops.
I know. Her garden is really unique. Bob Specian and Janice Gabriel at 2601 Highland, he has bonsais, and if I cannot even begin to describe the beauty.
Yeah, I love bonsai trees.
It's so many of them in one space, kind of is exhilarating to look at. But he has one called the Walker.
Okay.
And the roots have grown down over a piece of concrete that's about 8 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the tree does look like it's walking because of the way the roots have over years kind of attached themselves to the medium in the pot, and I just couldn't get over that. But he has groves of bald cypress, he has maples, he has so many things. And he is also going to give us a little discussion on the art of bonsai at 11 a.m. at his garden.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And our last gardener is Pat Krager at 2221 Cresswell. She lives in a little tiny townhouse. She has xeriscaping, which is low water needs gardening. Over the years, she has replaced her lawn with broken terracotta, broken drain pipes, and she's got a lot of low water needs plants that are there. It's almost like looking at the Southwest. But she is also kind enough to let us, our tour patrons, walk through her house back to her patio, which is like a little grotto. And it's eye-popping what she's done back there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, for those who would like to maybe learn something from these gardeners, will they be on hand to maybe talk with some of the patrons who come by and explain how they did this, or, you know, some unique techniques, or here's a tip for your garden?
Oh, yes. The thing about our gardeners is that most of the plants they have used were pass-alongs or cuttings. So a lot of our gardeners in Highland are almost expert at rooting from cuttings.
Okay.
And in fact, in my own garden, I have so many plants that people have given me or that I've cut and regenerated. But they'll be there, and they are looking forward to it. Our gardeners are very energized for this tour. Based on our response on our last tour in 2012, we had over 600 patrons.
Okay.
We're hoping to increase that number because the weather is predicted to be great.
Right. And now, how can folks get tickets, and give us some information about ticket prices and the like?
Okay. You can still buy advance tickets for $12 at CNC Electric on Line Avenue. That's 2430 Line Avenue. And or you can go to our website, www.thehighlandexperience.org, and you can purchase them online. You can also purchase raffle tickets online. And then if you wait till the day of the tour, those tickets will be $15. We'll sell them at all of the gardens, CNC Electric. But I think we cut off the website tickets on Wednesday because, you know, it's hard to get them to people after that
day. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, who's helping sponsor this with you this year?
Okay, AEP SWEPCO is always they are one of our best sponsors. They've got on board again. And Fairfield Historic District, their neighborhood association is also a sponsor. And then we have lots of people who are contributing. Raising Cane's is serving lemonade and iced tea at Ben Humphrey's garden. But basically, SWEPCO and Highland Restoration, of course, and then the Fairfield Historic Neighborhood Association.
Okay. And any final thoughts you'd like to share with folks?
The thing that I love about our tour is how green it is. Our gardens are all located within no more than 1.5 miles of each other. You can easily do this tour in 2 hours, and you still have your whole weekend. Mm-hmm. Or you can take all 4 hours and just drag it out and really enjoy it. But the bottom line is, you're not driving a lot to see the gardens. They may not be the biggest gardens, but what I always like to say is they are the oldest gardens.
Okay, very quaint and very cozy.
Charming, so. Charming.
All right, well, I want to thank you for dropping by, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. That was Sarah Scott, the co-chair of this year's Highland Blooms Garden Tour, who joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios to tell us about this year's tour and celebration. If you'd like more information about the tour, you can contact the Highlands Restoration Association at thehighlandexperience.org, or you can call 318-226-0267. That's 318-226-0267. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.